from Minnesota Public Radio.
An early warning system for earthquakes. This is Future Tense for May 5th, 2003. I'm John Gordon. Scientists are developing a system that could give people a few seconds to prepare for an earthquake, allowing them to perhaps duck under a heavy piece of furniture or hurry to the end of a bridge. The system uses sensors to detect low-energy pressure waves that precede more damaging waves. Richard Allen is professor of geology and geophysics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and co-author of a paper just printed in the journal Science.
Right above the epicenter, we're talking about a warning sort of 0, 1, maybe 2 seconds before the significant ground motion. However, as you get further away from the epicenter, the amount of warning time increases. For example, if you're at 60 kilometers from the epicenter, then you'll get about 20 seconds of warning. And the reason I choose 60 kilometers is that because in the most recent damaging earthquake in Southern California, which was the Northridge earthquake, buildings were red-tagged, meaning they had to be demolished due to serious structural damage out to 60 kilometers away from the epicenter. So in a repeat event, people in those buildings would get about 20 seconds of warning.
But at the epicenter of an earthquake, any kind of warning would be impossible because there's only a couple of seconds there?
You can still do something useful, even with a fraction of a second. If you have an automated control system, the system can respond to some kind of warning in a fraction of a second, and so can take actions to reduce the hazard. If you're an individual, you can get under a desk in a fraction of a second, and in fact that will significantly reduce the number of injuries in an earthquake if everybody was under a desk at the time. However, perhaps the most exciting use of this kind of warning system is the potential for developing an infrastructure over the course of the next decade or so that can make the most of these early warning systems. So, for example, in Japan right now, they are developing active response systems in buildings. These are systems that can change the mechanical properties of the building in a fraction of a second.
How would you get the warning from the scientists' seismometers out to the public?
We haven't really done any detailed research into that right now. We're just kind of bouncing around a few ideas. But the current favorite is to use the internet and to essentially issue a broadcast message from the central control center, which individual computers distributed across the region could receive this broadcast message. In these computers, you could enter into the computer where you're located, your location, and then this computer will be able to come up with an assessment of the hazard in your particular location and could then issue a warning if that is deemed necessary.
What are the risks of sort of false positives and warnings going out when they don't need to?
Yeah, well, that's a very real concern. There are two types of false alarms. There's one where we have an inaccurate estimate of the magnitude. Either there's a large magnitude earthquake and we only think it's a small event, so we don't have a warning, or there is actually a small event and we think it's a large event and we issue a warning. The other type of false alarm is when you have some kind of glitch in the system which causes it to think there's a big earthquake when in fact there's no earthquake whatsoever.
What are the possible negative consequences of false alarms?
Well, obviously, if you cry wolf too often, then people are not going to react to these warnings. Some people, in terms of people doing things to protect their personal safety, if we have too many false alarms, it'll be just like when the fire alarm goes off and nobody does anything today. In terms of industries that are responding to these warnings, then there are often going to be costs associated with reacting to a warning. And so if we have too many false alarms and there are a lot of costs associated with it, then they're not going to be interested in using it.
Richard Allen with the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Allen says the earthquake early warning system holds the most promise for lesser developed countries where buildings are not as strong. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon. Thank you.